One of those weeks that so much has gone on, it feels like it ought to be Friday, but we're not there yet. It's a Thursday morning. Good morning. Eric Carpenter with you. KCVL, KCRK. Well, we had quite the thunderstorm yesterday afternoon here in the valley. It had the power flickering on and off and on and off, then went off for a while and kind of settled down. But rain and thunderstorms and cool temperatures. Boy, it's been quite a year down in Las Vegas this year. People sending me pictures of, again, water well up the tires on vehicles going around Vegas. They had another, they only got a half a day of pouring rain. The monsoon rains coming down and minor flooding again. That after the big flooding few weeks ago. So they had their own thunderstorm and rain yesterday, and apparently nowhere near the flooding that they had that closed so many streets and flooded casinos and everything else the last storm. So yeah, we're changing the seasons. We are definitely, I think we can say goodbye to those nice warm temperatures and now be more concerned about cold weather. I had pictures and taking a look at the traffic cams, a good amount of snow up on Sherman Pass. So if you are going to be traveling, that is something to start to keep in mind. All right, real quick, I want to remind you, if you didn't have a chance to stay for the whole meeting, you weren't able to take off work during the middle of the day, if you want to listen to the land use meeting held by the commissioners down at the Ag Trade Center, nearly 500 people did get there. We have that entire meeting posted online now. You can go to Spotify, go to News Unbroken, and you will see an item labeled Stevens County Public Hearing on Building Code. You can go to Spotify, then News Unbroken, Stevens County Public Hearing on Building Code. It also is on the KCVL/KCRK Facebook meta page. Same title. checked this morning, actually. More people listening to it and loading it up from Spotify than Apple Podcasts. If you've been listening over the last year, we've had it's a very high percentage of people that listen in to News Unbroken off Apple Podcasts every day. And actually had more on Spotify yesterday than Apple, which was unusual. The difference for us, we don't get paid from Apple, and I get a little bit of payment from Spotify. So if you are going to go and listen in to the hearing, Stevens County Public Hearing on the Building Code, if you want to go to Spotify, we'll get a few dimes out of the deal. On that.
In today's world, with all the convenience of drive-through restaurants, fast-paced lifestyles, and distractions everywhere, dining rooms have gone from dining rooms to just rooms. Saunders Furniture is helping bring the family back to the table with the dining room sale going on now. And during the dining room sale, you'll also receive $25 worth of locally raised Jabe's beef with every dining room purchase. Because when we eat together, we grow together. Saunders Furniture, downtown Colville.
Okay, we had the big building code meeting earlier this week, Tuesday, here in Colville. Yesterday at noon, I said, you know, make sure be listening 7 this morning, because we're going to have a lot more news about the county. Well, here it is. Now, this one's going to go on for a long time. They weren't satisfied with letting things rest, I guess. Another storm is a-brewing here in the backyards in Stevens County politics. A lawsuit has been filed against the former county prosecutor, Tim Rasmussen. This actually got filed on August the 30th. The plaintiffs, Don DeShiel, Glenda DeShiel, husband and wife, Wes McCart, Pamela McCart, husband and wife, Stephen Parker, and his wife. The two former commissioners and a current sitting county commissioner, they are demanding a jury trial of 12 people on the jury. They accused Tim Rasmussen of a number of things, including misuse of power, resulting in lost wages, damages to reputation, violation against the 14th Amendment, as well as a violation of their First Amendment applied through the 14th Amendment. This all stemming back from when the commissioners misused homeless funds, that debacle that went on for a number of years. Listed within the court documents, not only going against Tim Rasmussen, is the notice of a tort claim, and that was filed back August the 1st. Still waiting for details. We've made the requests, and we'll be getting it shortly, but it appears that the three commissioners, again, two former commissioners, and Wes McCart, who is still a county commissioner, looks like they're going after Stevens County for millions of dollars. As more details come out on this, we'll keep you up to date. Be talking about it in the upcoming newscasts, but you know, just when you thought you were done with this craziness involving the homeless funds that the county paid out, and they lost in court, and then they lost in court again. Ultimately, they won one in court, and now they're going to go after the prosecuting attorney and the county. All the same time, when the commissioners want you to trust them with $100-some million in an expenditure. Some things in politics and county government just don't make sense.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
Hey, there's a grand opening coming up. It's a new local business in town. It's Grease Monkey. Well, we talked with Ken Downey about his choice to open business here in Colville.
Hi, I'm Ken Downey, and I am the owner and builder of the new Grease Monkey on Main Street in Colville. The address is 680 South Main Street. We're just across the street from the Forest Service building or the next block north from the bowling alley. The Grease Monkey is a quick lube, which is different from a normal garage where you got to make an appointment. The model that we're working with is just pull on up and get your oil change when you want to and not have to plan your life around your oil change. The grand opening ceremony is scheduled right now for the 22nd of September. We're open for business and people are coming through. It's working pretty good, so we're just looking forward to getting the word out so folks can come in and no longer have to plan your life around your oil change. When we first came over here, my family came over in the fall of 13 and asked around, hey, how do you get your oil change? And they said, you can schedule there, you can schedule there. And we thought, well, that's a little inconvenient. And so the lot where we're at is vacant. And I told my wife, this is about 8 years ago, when we get retired, if nobody's done a quick lube in town, let's buy this lot and see if we can do one. So nobody had. The lot was still for sale. We got retired. We bought the ground in February of 21, and y'all been watching me build it ever since. We came over, we saw it as a need for the community. Nobody was stepping up to solve it, so we thought, well, let's just give it a go. So here we are.
All right, grand opening coming up tomorrow. They're at 680 South Main right here in Colville, just up from the bowling alley there. Grease Monkey. Pull up and get your oil changed.
For music and car audio, it's House of Music and Stereo.
It's back to school time, and that means it's also time to join the band. Give your student the opportunity to participate in some of the finest music programs in the state right here in our area. Your local House of Music has an easy rent-to-own program with a large selection of quality Yamaha, Kahn, Holton, and Armstrong band instruments and accessories. The House of Music also offers full service on all makes and models of musical instruments, so for the best selection and service and an easy rent-to-own program, see the affordable experts at the House of Music and Stereo in beautiful, historic downtown Colville. Get your band instrument ready soon. Call the House of Music at 684-6441 or stop in at 142 South Main in downtown Colville.
The annual yard sale for the Kettle Falls Library, that gets underway 9 in the morning on Saturday. Books, furniture, they're going to have cake and Crandall coffee in the community room. The book nook will be open. It's an annual major fundraiser for the Kettle Falls Library. Likely, they're going to have something for about everybody in the Kettle Falls area. Stop in Saturday, 9 till 2, that at the library in Kettle Falls. Dylan Joseph Swan, age 22, from Inchillium. He has been sentenced for assault with a dangerous weapon in Indian Country and robbery affecting commerce. The United States District Court judge imposing a sentence of 168 months in federal custody to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Also ordered to pay $21,000 in restitution. Well, it was a big 3-day crime spree. A car chase, at least 2 shootings, an armed robbery. This all taking place back August of 2021. Swan saw his first victim outside the 12 Tribes Casino in Omak. Early morning hours, Swan drove up, called a man over to his vehicle, then yelled profanity at him and shot him in the stomach. The passenger inside the car, an eyewitness, reported that Swan shot the victim with a red pistol. The man was rushed to the hospital, needed 2 full bags of blood transfusions to survive, and multiple hours of surgery. Well, that was just the beginning of the criminal activities. Swan went down to Spokane, went to the Rosar's supermarket, went inside, grabbed some items from the store, toilet paper, a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, and, well, when the store manager attempted to confront him, Swan removed that same red pistol he used to shoot the first victim, pointed it at the manager's head. Well, that's when the manager backed off and let him walk out of the store. Well, after that robbery, he then went to Walmart, bought some red spray paint, spray painted his car, tried to disguise it from law enforcement. The very next day, he went to a McDonald's in downtown Spokane, pointed that pistol at another victim, demanded money. Well, that victim reached for an airsoft gun to try and protect himself. That's when Swan shot him in the arm. Police responded to the scene of that shooting. They spotted the car speeding away, and in the chase, he was swerving and racing through controlled intersections, cutting off other cars. Ultimately, he threw the pistol out of the car. That red gun was later recovered by Spokane police. The Swan crashed into another car at a Spokane residence. Well, he was prosecuted in Spokane County Superior Court for the shooting of the third victim down at the McDonald's. The other charges were prosecuted in federal court. The chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation says it is of utmost importance to the Colville Tribes to keep our community safe and secure. Perpetrators who commit heinous acts of violence have to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Colville Tribal Police, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Spokane Police Department, all involved in Swan's activities.
At A Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-688-46945 today.
All right, well, we've been talking about that meeting at the Ag Trade Center Tuesday that had about 500 people there. The county's proposal to make changes to the building codes, and wide range of comments, but overwhelmingly they were against adopting more state regulations. Well, the meeting's 3.5 hours long. Thought we would just pass along a few of the comments.
I think you county commissioners was voted in by the people to represent the people, not the state and not the government. If you guys vote to do any of this, you need to have your jobs repealed. That's where we're at. And I'll tell you, I got enough people, enough friends, that we will get papers started to repeal your jobs if you guys vote for this.
I'm a licensed general contractor, and as the people have said here, these new regulations are not going to make it so that people can't build their own home. But I would like to see people that are building that would be held to the same standard that I am as a contractor, to build things safely, to build things correctly. In this time that I've been here, I've seen wire netted inside of walls, 3 building collapses from snow loads, inadequately supported. I've seen sewer pipes that were incorrectly installed, causing a homeowner $9,000 worth of damage because of a collapsed pipe from the wrong kind of pipe. I've seen pole buildings that were turned into residences that were inadequately ventilated. I've had to hire engineers to make sure the building was sound. I speak in favor of adopting this building code as they've proposed.
I understand everybody's passionate about this, but we need to be civil and be really thinking about how we're treating each other, or this is not going to go well.
And I also want to say that this isn't a ploy to get more business as a contractor. I am already booked out till next August, and I can't find enough help.
I'm a general contractor in the area, and I am totally against this. You guys should have the right to freedom, and this is totally against freedom. You guys should be able to build what you want on your property. If it's in city limits, yeah, permits required. If it's not, no, like, you gotta do the best you guys can do. It don't matter if you guys got money, because this is what it comes down to, is money. What about the disabled people and the veterans who fought for us, you know? They're on a fixed income. And now we have these other people trying to fight to take their money away just to put a roof over their head if they got a leak. Totally not acceptable.
I'm Brian Fine.
A lot of good points made here. I'm a homeowner here also, and I built my place. And the thing about it is, if it burns down, it was mine to build and burn. But one of the things that I think that has not been looked at here is the cost of this just through the county. Do you have the inspectors that are going to be able to deal with this? Qualified inspectors? I think not. So you're going to have to hire them. What's that going to cost the county? I'm just looking ahead here. Are we going to need 20 inspectors? 10 inspectors? Are we going to have to wait in line for months to get an inspector out? Are we going to have qualified inspectors? That's another thing to take a look at here. But the short and long of this is, it's my property, my building.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Live in Stevens County, been here for quite a while. I just want to say that I really admire you guys for having us here today, and I want to know what your guys' plan is. I know your hands are kind of tied, but we need to know. You said you can't answer questions today, but is there some route that we can get answers from you as to what your plans are? You told us at the start of the meeting what you aren't going to do, but you didn't say what you are going to do. Thank you.
We're saving up some questions, and I don't know if anybody wants to just speak to that. It's a process, and we've been doing a lot of work exploring the options. Commissioner McCarr has talked to Senator Short extensively about this. We're going to continue to have more conversations, so didn't want to let that one just drop.
We got to have transparency, and we got to get through this. We, the people of Stevens County, are tired of government overreach from every branch of government. The attacks on our rights, especially our Second Amendment, are never ending. If we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for everything, guys. I strongly encourage all three of you commissioners not to be fence setters. Decide which side of this issue you are on, and let us please put this issue behind us. We need to maintain what we have. We don't want to give it up. If you don't love Stevens County as it is, then leave it. Do not take the owner-builder exemption away from us without a vote of the people. At least give us the vote of the people. If you're not going to go ahead and make a decision on what you hear from us, let's put it to a vote. Then we got nobody to blame but ourselves. We, the people of Stevens County, love our county as it is. I strongly encourage all three of you commissioners to make the right decision if you want to continue to be our county commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion and feelings on this very important issue.
Thank you.
I know you fellas, but I don't know this lawyer, but I know this lawyer is a typical lawyer and he lies. He told us when he was up here at this mic that those people over in Olympia are doing what's best for us. That's a lie. They're working for us. They're doing what's best for us. Well, that's what I heard. They are not. Look at, they're pushing that Growth Management Act, your GMA. You spoke of that. You did. I know you didn't, but you spoke of it. Okay. The GMA is bad. It's very bad.
I'm a 25-year resident of the county. One of the main tenets of the Communist Party is to do away with property rights. To get rid of your property rights, they use regulations. They install regulations to limit your ability to use your private property. And that's what's happening, and it's coming out of Olympia, and it's coming out of Seattle, and they're pushing it down our throat over here on this side of the state. Think about what's going on over there with the way they regulate their people, but yet they have tent cities underneath their overpasses and along their freeways. You see it on the news all the time. Homeless people in tent cities with garbage piled head high, full of hypodermic needles and human feces all over the place. And yet they want to regulate us. They want to shove that down our throat over here. Give me a break. That's not what we need. I just want to give you guys a thought. You all need to grow a pair, and you need to do what the people want you to do.
I would just like to address something, but I take exception to your labeling robust disagreement in the form of booing as uncivil. I believe that is an eminently civil way to register disagreement, just like clapping is an eminently civil way to register agreement. Okay. There are many ways to register disagreement that are uncivil, and you will know them when they happen. Okay? And to that end, I would also like to say, if you're somebody who agrees with this, please don't be deterred by that. Come up and make your case on how this may be something that would improve the lives and the livelihoods of people in Stevens County. I want to give you a fair shake, but please know that I'll also let you know how I feel about it. So thank you so much.
You have the authority constitutionally to just say, no, we're not going to do this way in Stevens County. You have that authority constitutionally. You may have been convinced through the way things have gone, you don't, but you do. You still have that authority. That was called in early America the doctrine of interposition. The doctrine of interposition says that every level of government has the right to interpose itself against a higher level of government that's trying to take away our constitutional rights. You have that right. Our founding fathers built it into the system. You don't have to get anybody's permission to do it. The philosophy of government that says you are under no obligation to implement any unconstitutional rule or regulation. That was built right into the foundation of America. The ultimate question is here, are we going to start moving back toward the original intent of America and reclaim our liberties, or are we going to just continue to give them away? That's the question.
All right. There's a few, just a handful of the commenters at that long public hearing on Tuesday. Give you a feel of what went on and tell you what, it was a very civil, it was a good meeting. You know, people might disagree with each other, but it was a very civil meeting, and hats off to everyone there. The meeting went well. Again, I'd like to remind you, if you want to hear some more of the comments that went on in that very important meeting, you just go to Spotify.com. News Unbroken is where you will find it. And you'll see the particular recording of that meeting. And certainly hope that you don't have to listen to the whole thing at once. Listen to a little bit of it, go back later, listen to a little more, or just pick and choose. But if you weren't able to be there, if you just listen for a while, you'll get the gist of what went on.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
I wish I could go to Seattle. I just decided quite a number of years ago, until Seattle changes back to the nice city that it was, that I'm not going there. And it would be exciting to go to a Mariner game when they return home for their final two series. The Mariners swept the Oakland Athletics, beat them 6-3 yesterday, complete that sweep, maintain their position. It's a tight American League West. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, they added back-to-back homers, 200 home run season, seventh time in franchise history. Raleigh also doubled, giving him 52 extra base hits this year, the most by a Mariners catcher ever. Seattle still tied with Texas. Both Seattle and Texas, they are one half game behind division leading Houston. Well, the Rangers and the Mariners, they are also tied for third and final American League wild card spot. So, you know, it does not get any more exciting for Major League Baseball than what we have in the American League West right now. So coming up, starting tomorrow. It's an off day, travel day to get from Oakland down to Texas. Starting tomorrow, it is a three-game series at Texas. Friday's game, pregame at 4 o'clock. First pitch just after 5. So the Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Texas. Then the Mariners return back to Seattle. They face Houston, who is right now in first place. Face Houston for three games. And then the Texas Rangers come to town for four games. Final regular season game scheduled October 1st. So all these games are on 92.1 KCRK. No Mariner game today. 4 o'clock pregame tomorrow afternoon at Texas. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric. You'll find them at 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, make sure your furnace is ready to go. Yeah, call the experts, your Carrier dealer. ABC Heating and Electric. Give Deb a call, 509-684-2018. Might get to 71 this afternoon. By afternoon, we might see a little bit of sunshine. Some wind coming up from the northwest. 39 the overnight low, 69 sunshine Friday, partly sunny, 70 on Saturday. Back to shower activities on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Carrier dealers, they are the authorities. They get the peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See them at ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd. No wind in the valley. The barometer is up 30.22. Temperature's going up a little bit. We've gotten to 40 degrees now. Here at the radio station, our morning low is 36. Depending on where you are, possibility maybe you saw a little frost, but we're 36 here at the radio station earlier this morning. Right now, 40 degrees. Oh, it's a long Thursday morning. I'm Eric Carpenter. Let's check in and see what Uncle Otis has to say.
Now, time for another Otis Advisor.
We've already told you about San Francisco, where they'll cut you a check for not shooting people. Well, not to be outdone for stupid, Chicago's upper management has now asked the local gang leaders if they would please cooperate and not shoot people in the daytime. It's scaring the customers, cried Governor Soros. Would you mind just holding off on shooting from 9 in the morning until 9 at night? That's daytime for those of you in Detroit. Then at 9 p.m., hell, get after it. You can get back to work, clock in for a good 12 hours, taking care of whoever needs to be taken care of. Then spend all day on the couch drinking some cold beer. It's the Chicago way. Just promise you'll finish up before 9 in the morning and leave time to clean up the mess. How's that? They'll still be there tonight. You know where to find them, so it's all good. And the city of Chicago will even send you a free decision guide to help with the best times to shoot people with the least interruption to making America sorry again. So don't tell me you can't find work. Hell, move to Chicago and get days off while you wait for the sun to go down. Get paid not to shoot people. That's Bidenomics at work in the new America. This your Uncle Otis, and my pronouns are 22 caliber, 38 caliber, and 45 caliber. That one's plural. I'll see you at the Peace March.